my goal as a pastor is to encourage and for you to leave here better today than you came. And what am I trying to say? It's not that something I do. It's to encourage you to grow closer to Christ. Because every day of your life, no matter when you got saved, your journey starts then, and every day, every step that you take should be closer to Christ. And you grow closer to Christ in your life. And the first steps to ensure that we meet our God goals this year in your life is to grow closer to Christ. Our goals can be met when we grow spiritually. And growing spiritually is so important for us as Christians. You know, salvation is just the beginning of your relationship with Jesus. And it's a wonderful time. I remember, and I never want to forget, the day that I got saved. Because that's my testimony. The day I got saved, it was a big deal to me. And I never want to forget it. And because I can share that. You know, here's the guy I was, and here's the guy I am today. And after all those years, you know, I got saved in 1993. It's been several years since then. But when I got saved to where I'm at now, I'm closer to God than I was then. Amen? And I should continue to get closer to God until one of these days I'm going to see Him face to face. That's going to be an exciting day. That's a day that I'm looking forward to. Amen? You know, after coming to faith in Christ Jesus, we should develop a deeper friendship with the Father. Because we start a relationship. And we start to get to know. We start to get to know and we start to learn. We start to learn spiritual truth and we start to serve. You know, faith in action brings the manifestation of God in your life. Whenever you get closer to Him and whenever you start acting, you know, in faith, doing what the Bible says, then things will start happening in your life and it will bring you closer to God. No matter how long a believer has been saved, your life should be characterized by spiritual growth. Your relationship should grow and flourish, and you should be closer to Jesus today than you were yesterday. Amen? I want to leave here, myself personally, I want to leave here today having this moment with my fellow Christians. I want to leave here today better than I came. Why? Because I got to worship with you guys. I got to learn in the Word with you guys. Amen? So when I leave here, I want to be better. I want to be closer to God than I ever was before. The key to set everything in order in our relationship with Jesus is our relationship is, if our relationship is out of order, your life will be all messed up. Your growth is stunted when your relationship is out of order. And God is a God of order, believe it or not. It's structured. Our life should revolve around Jesus and the kingdom and the church. It's really important. That's something, that's a goal for this year. When you see churches that are growing, I want to move around, but I got to stay here. When you see churches that are growing, you find people who are motivated to be walking spiritually closer to Jesus, that are living their faith in action because they want to be closer to their church. Their life revolves around Jesus, in other words. Their life revolves around kingdom thinking and the things of above. And their life then revolves around the church. And churches grow. That's a great goal for this year, amen? Today, I want to look at a few steps that we can take to grow spiritually and strengthen our relationship with Jesus. In Psalms 139, it says, O Lord, You have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up, and You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You know, we must place focus on our relationship with Jesus. That should be our main focus. We must petition. And I say that. We must plead. We got to petition with God on a regular basis to examine our lives and reveal what His perspective is. Too many times we deal with things on our own. But it's His perspective. And it's His ways. Amen? Psalms 139:17 says, "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with you." Such a beautiful statement. God will show us relationships that aren't right. In areas where we no longer are growing in our lives. And the distractions that take us away from serving Him and hinder our walk with Him. We all have those. We all have those to face. There's times that life gets busy. We got families to take care of. Amen? I mean, we got things to do. And sometimes those things get in the way of our relationship with God. There's things of this world that we deal with. We must determine in our mind not to sin or to strain our relationship with the Father through all this life and live in obedience in His Word. And that will bring blessings to your life. The Lord's desire is revealed in our weakness at times so that we will walk in righteousness. Job 23:10 says, "But He knows the way that I take. When He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." Man, we all go through things in life. We all go through trials. But it's during those times that we're tested and His righteousness is revealed when we stay faithful to Him. We need both a willingness to look within and the light of the Holy Spirit to reveal positive and negative aspects of our character in our life and be willing to change. I talked about that Wednesday night. Change is good sometimes. Change is good. I know some people don't like it. Don't like to change, but sometimes change is good. It's good to change your socks, right? Change is good. We have to be humble. That's what He's saying. I will be humble this year, amen? 2021 is going to be a year that I'm going to be humble. That's my goal this year. Number one, I'm going to be humble. We need to be willing to be humble. Number two, I'm going to be honest with myself. I think sometimes we all need to sit and think and be honest with ourselves. There's things in our lives that we need to change. There's things in our lives that we do right and we do well. But then there's things in our lives that we need to change. And that's okay. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can change. When you look at what God's will is for your life, He will reveal to you. What He reveals to me may not be what He reveals to you because we all are different and we all have our different lives and we all have our different personalities and we all have our different purpose in life. But we all have the same goal in life. Amen? 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, "But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." So We live in the Spirit. We listen to what the Spirit says, and we're guided and directed because the Spirit knows what God wants. When He brings something to the surface, sometimes we try to rationalize it. We want to try to figure it out. And sometimes when we realize we got sin in our life, sometimes we want to make excuses for our behavior instead of just giving it to God. Sometimes we just need to let it go in repentance. And He will forgive you. Because that's what His Word says. Sometimes we just need to be patient on the Lord. Sometimes we just want to dwell in places, do it ourselves, get in a hurry. Sometimes we just got to be patient. That's another goal this year. Patience. The Lord reveals our wrong attitudes and actions little by little sometimes. And just as it took decades for me to become an adult, and I think, I don't know if I'm there yet or not, but sometimes it takes time to spiritually grow too. But when you think about investments takes time to grow. Crops have a season. They start as a seed, then they sprout, then they grow until they get ready to bear fruit. And then they bear fruit. They have a season. It's the same way. I'll be of good courage this year. Sometimes we lack courage, don't we? We will never become the person God wants us to be until we ask Him to examine our hearts. Sometimes we look healthy on the outside, but we're still harboring things on the inside that will destroy us eventually. It destroys our joy. It destroys our peace, and it can destroy your faith. We got to take courage and trust in the Lord. We got to stop living in fear. I will fear not, for the Lord is with me. Amen. That's what the Scripture says. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. Amen. I want to believe that. I want that to be something that I absolutely believe without doubt. Amen. Who's with me on that? So take courage and know that. You know, sometimes I think we live in a maybe world. Maybe. I want to live in an it is world. That's the way it is. Amen. Don't refuse to listen to God's instruction, because I believe it limits our spiritual growth. The Lord will strengthen you. That's what the Word says. He is your strength. He is my strength. And He will help you. John 15:4 says, abide in me. Listen to this. I've used this scripture before. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you cannot do any, you can do nothing. Man, we got to stay in the Spirit. We got to live in the Spirit. We got to stay close to Jesus and stay focused on Him. Because when we abide in Him, He abides in us. If we want to be growing spiritually as an individual, then we must abide in Him. If we're going to be growing as a church, as a body of Christ, then we must abide in Him. Because then He abides in us. And when He abides in us, what's it say? You'll produce much fruit. And the fruit comes from Him. Because we can't do it without Him. Every day of this life, we cannot do without Him. Amen? I can't. What happens when you yield to doing things God's ways? What happens when you do that? When you start doing that, He removes all the spiritual blockages in your way. I'm not saying you're going to drive new cars and have wonderful houses and all that. I'm talking about the spiritual things in your life. No matter what you go through, it's not going to matter because you got Jesus in your life. Your joy won't be stolen from you because you got Jesus in your life. Your faith will be strong because you got Jesus in your life. That's what that means. Spiritually, you'll be superstar. Amen. I would say Hulk Hogan, but he's old school. I'm not going to tear my shirt off. Not here in church. But you know, just that thought that you're on the top of the world because Jesus is with you. Not because of worldly things, but because of spiritual things. You'll have a greater intimacy with God. When your conscience is clear, you will experience a closer friendship with the Lord. A deeper fulfillment. Not only will your relationship with God be healthy, but He will also prompt you to set things right with other people at times. Well, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's a goal for 2021. Make things right. It's important. The Bible teaches it clearly. Do the best you can. You can't always, but do the best you can to make things right. Make every effort to live in peace. That's what it says. Make every effort to live in peace. I know sometimes it's hard to let go of things when people have wronged you. It's hard to let go of those hurts when it's been so deep. But when you're living close to Jesus, the love of God will allow you to understand what true forgiveness really is. And just think, He forgave us while we were still sinners. He died on a cross for you and for me. The ultimate sacrifice of forgiveness for people who did not deserve it. I want my priority to be for God and God alone. And I think if we allow the Father to examine our hearts, He will make room. And we'll make room in our schedules for Him. We'll make more room for studying and more room for meditation and more room for Him. This is a time to think about clearing out the closets, because sometimes we got closets in our hearts and we want to keep the door shut because we don't want anybody to see what's in our closets. It's time to clean them out. I want my energy to be renewed. Amen. I want my worry to be gone. I want resentment to be gone. I want fear to be gone. And any other thing that's ungodly in my life, I want it to be gone. And when we become spiritually healthy, serving God is our joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Serving God will be a joy instead of a duty. So let's put our lives in order this year. Let's put our lives in order. His order. And that order will restore your life. You will grow spiritually. I say as we kick off this new year, let's jumpstart our spiritual growth. Amen. I think we should set goals, and in order to exceed those goals, our walk with God must become stronger. Our faith level must increase, and we must depend on Him more and more and more. Just let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you and direct you. King David said in Psalms 139:23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." There's a song that we sing like that. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and reveal and live in the freedom that God gives you. Amen. So let's start fresh today. Amen. Let's start fresh today, allowing God to work in your life. Learning to let go and to let God live and lead. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity to come together with my friends and family, Lord, just to worship you and to praise you and learn more about you. Lord, let us leave here better than we came, Lord. And I pray that if there's anyone here lacking anything, let it be revealed to them. Let your love shine in their lives, and let your Holy Spirit dwell within their hearts. Lord, I just praise you and I thank you. Keep us safe as we serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all. I'll see you all Wednesday, right? Amen.